More people wake up to breakfast with Ali Clark.
Weekdays from 6 on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Ali Clark here with you for breakfast, and joining me now is the Deputy Chief Public Health Officer from SA Health, Emily Kirkpatrick. One of the other big news stories in and around COVID has been the death of a 52-year-old woman who has been reported as becoming the second person in this country to die from vaccine-related blood clots. Whenever there are big headlines around this, I think it's really important to get the medical and scientific fact behind it. So what do you know about this case, and what do you have to say to people who still might be worried about getting this AstraZeneca vaccine?
Yes, it's always very sad when you hear of these cases occurring, and now, of course, in New South Wales again. So when we talk through around vaccine safety, we know that TTS, this syndrome that we keep talking around related to AstraZeneca, is very rare, but there is still that possibility of it. And, of course, we remind people in the community that if you've had the AstraZeneca vaccine and you develop any symptoms that don't fit, so that's between days 4 and 28, if you suddenly develop a headache, abdominal pain, don't feel right, don't delay. Go and see your GP. Go to the ED if you need to get that reviewed, because it is really important that you don't delay treatment. And we know there is treatment now available for TTS. We understand it more. So it is really important that you do seek medical help. But of course, it is very upsetting when we hear this coming out of New South Wales. And of course, then we do remain more vigilant here in South Australia and think, well, we have to be on the lookout for this, be prepared, and of course, educate our community as well that if they've had the AstraZeneca, no matter their age, it is really important that they do monitor themselves for symptoms.
And in that, there was also reports of two new South Australian cases. Does it still remain, though, that it is a 1 in 100,000 cases that might develop clots after having this AstraZeneca vaccine?
Yes, we're still sitting around those similar figures, and certainly that's why we have that age between 50 and above and 50 below. But the TGA is continually reviewing this as well as we put more reports in. Of course, it's always upsetting when we see cases coming through in South Australia, and then our team in the vaccine, that team at SA Health, then review every case and check back and see what other measures can we put in place here in South Australia to help with the situation. And that's where it comes back to the education as well, and making sure that we are providing enough education to the community as to what the symptoms or the side effects may be, so they can easily get treatment. And I understand both of those individuals are recovering with no ongoing long-term impacts, I'm told.
Okay, so really clearly, what do you say to people over 50? I'm looking at a few texts from people in this situation now who are rethinking their willingness to get the jab again. A lot of them saying, you know what, I am going to wait for Pfizer. What do you say to them?
Well, it's really important for everyone to weigh up their individual risks, particularly for themselves and what their risk of exposure may be. And I would say to people, we've worked through the TGA. The TGA continue to provide us accurate evidence-based advice that it is safe for people over the age of 50, but it is important to have that discussion with the practitioner who's providing the immunisation. So, Ali, we want everyone to get vaccinated as much as possible. We're now moving ahead with our aged care staff, disability staff having access to the Pfizer vaccine, so we get that shorter period between the two doses, but we do encourage people to take up the vaccine. It is really important that we do protect our community.